I was going through a lot, and I knew my potential, and I just couldn't show it when I was there. And, you know, things happened, but I'm here with the Denver Broncos now. I'm all in with the Denver Broncos. I get to play with the Hall of Famers like Champ Bailey and Peyton Manning and a lot of other guys. So it's an honor and a pleasure to be here in Denver.
What about being back with Jack? What do you think that'll do for you?
And that right there is an honor and a pleasure, too, because Jack is a great guy, man. He's always been a good coach, a good player's coach, a good person, and he always got his players back. So it's always good to have a guy like that around.
What do you think he did to get the best out of you while you were there that he can do again?
I mean, he understood me. He knew me. He watched. It's kind of like homegrown, like fruit grew in your backyard that you watch grow. Over and over, you know what I mean? You water it and give it the sunshine. And he pretty much did that with me, and I reached his expectations, and I feel like, you know, getting back to those expectations.
What about being back with Terrence Knight?
That's even better. I mean, he's the man. You know, T. Knight, he's very intelligent. He's a smart football player. He plays hard, and he plays to win, and that's one thing that you can't always love and respect about the guy.
How crazy is it to be with an organization that know is playing out the string at a certain point in the season because of the record, to come to one that is among the favorites to win the Super Bowl?
It's amazing. It's amazing. I feel like this was a great honor and a blessing, man, because if you know the history of me, I always fought to win. You know, I didn't care what the record was or what the scoreboard was. I always played to win. And now that I'm actually in a position to actually win, that it inspires me to play even harder. I got a great group of men around me, a great group of men. These guys, you know, they welcome me in with open arms, and we just all on a mission to do one thing, is to get to that next level, and y'all know what that is.
How quickly do you think you'll be ready to contribute to this defense?
Soon as possible. Soon as coach get me on the field. You know, I'm just waiting on the coaches to do what they need to do, and all I can do is focus on what I can control, and that's to go out there and give them my all and practice hard and do everything I need to do right for the organization.
Is a lot of the terminology still the same? Were you able to pick it up quickly, you think?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of terminology the same, but let's just say it's worded differently. But, I mean, football is football, and I'm not the dumbest guy in the world, so I can pick up pretty quickly.
What happened? Jacksonville. I mean, there was a lot out there about being late a couple times and missing stuff. And why will it be different?
I mean, inspiration. When you're inspired about something, you know, it's hard to let yourself down. And when you don't let yourself down, you're not going to let the people around you down. So that's the type of guy I am. I was lacking a lot of inspiration there. You know, I was on a treadmill pretty much, you know, and I'm glad that, you know, the off switch came and I fell off and fell onto a better treadmill. So I feel like, you know, things happen for a reason, and this really was fate.
Was it something personal, or was it just the losses accumulating?
I mean, I was there for 7.5 years, and, you know, I haven't got a conference championship. I haven't got close to the Super Bowl. You know, we won playoffs back in 07, you know, against the Pittsburgh Steelers, but that's far as I've been, and I think I deserve to go a little farther.
So why would the, you know, mention inspiration, why will it be different for you this time? Did they have to give you a pep talk or a...
I don't need pep talk. One thing about me, I'm self-motivated. And like I say, those things in Jacksonville is the past, and I got a clean slate here in Denver, and I'm ready to be a Bronco, and the past is the past, and, you know, it is what it is for now, and all I can do is focus on the present. And what I could do for Coach Del Rio and the organization and, you know, the great people here.
Did you have to go through a tryout? How did it come together here?
I mean, they saw a good player and picked me up. I mean, it happened. It happened quick. It wasn't really a waiting process. And, you know.
Did you have some other offers or opportunities?
Yeah, I had offers from Cowboys and New Orleans Saints. So I wasn't, you know, I just wasn't out in the water drowning. I had people throwing rope, and Denver threw the best rope and pulled me in. So I feel a lot better to be playing with guys like Peyton Manning and Terrence Knight, and, you know, a whole bunch of good guys, Ayers, and I know Sean Phillips, and I just got a lot of relationships. I played with Andre Caldwell in college, so it's a lot of me and Wes Welker worked out together in Miami. So I mean, it's a lot of camaraderie here and a lot of love.
What's it like Sunday if they call your name? Could you go Sunday if they called you?
Most definitely. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Most definitely, I can go Sunday if they call my name. But right now, I'm just waiting on the coach to make the decisions he needs to make for me, and work hard, focus on what I can control, and let the cards lay the way they're gonna lay.
What's it like to face now to have Peyton on your side after chasing him around for so many years in Jacksonville?
Oh man, it feels good, especially when Peyton knew exactly who I was when I walked into the locker room and welcomed me with open arms and said, we need a guy like you around. And I said, appreciate it. I mean, that made me feel really good from a guy like that, a guy of that status.
You talk about being able to go Sunday. Does it help that it's the Texans, team you just saw just a couple weeks ago?
Yes, it does. I mean, I'm very familiar with the Texans. I've been playing them only the last 8 years. So, I mean, it's an edge. I mean, I know they run zone schemes left and right, and it's real good that they don't have Foster, because he almost mastered that. He almost mastered the lateral runs. But I'm just grateful to be here, man. Like, I try to keep all the distractions away, and just focus on being the best Bronco I can be.
Ben Tate and Matt Schaub is going to play. I mean, you know them probably better than anybody else here in this room.
Oh, yeah.
How different is that going to be?
I mean, Matt Schaub makes a difference, though, believe it or not. Matt Schaub is a seasoned, savvy veteran, and he does a good job, But key to Matt Schaub is just get some pressure on him, and get a lot of penetration in the O-line so they can't, have seams to have the backs cut through, and just cut off the gaps, and we'll be gap sound and disciplined, and we'll be fine.
Did you talk with Terrence much the last several months since he left?
Yeah, I stayed in touch with Terrence. I'm so used to calling him Pot Roast, I'm sorry.
Did you give him that name?
A lot of us gave him that name, and it just kind of stuck with him.
Well, he tried to shake it when he got here.
Yeah. He's supposed to shake
it.
It's always good to start over. I was Mr. Mintz in Jacksonville. Now I'm Jeremy Mintz here. So it feels good to start over. And, I respect that. If you don't want me to call him Roast, I won't call him. I'll call him Terrence.
Did you get a little jealous of him, like, when he tell you, like, how things are going here?
Man, not really. I was happy for him.
Yeah.
I've been happy for him from day one, It's always good to see a guy with that type of potential actually prevail and show it. It was hard. It was hard for him in Jacksonville, so it was a good move for him.
Okay, thanks, guys. One more inning.
Refreshing. It was very refreshing to be here with a new beginning around great guys who just, we was all talking and laughing and having fun, loose leave, but serious at the same time. So it was great.